This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. For some years, I've been intrigued by a writer named Charles Bukowski. Bukowski was born in Germany and grew up in Los Angeles. He went to school in Los Angeles City College from 1939 to 1941, to give you an idea of his time frame. He then left school and moved to New York City to become a writer, but his lack of publishing success caused him to give up writing in 1946, and then he went on a 10-year stint of heavy drinking. After he developed a bleeding ulcer, he decided to take up writing again. According to Poets.org, Bukowski worked on a wide range of jobs to support his writing, including dishwasher, truck driver and loader, mail carrier, guard, gas station attendant, stock boy, warehouse worker, shipping clerk, post office clerk, parking lot attendant, Red Cross orderly, and an elevator operator. He also worked in a dog biscuit factory and a slaughterhouse and a cake and cookie factory, and he hung posters in New York City subways. You might say he had some experience for his writing, and what he wrote about as a very prolific writer was the underworld or underbelly of American society. He wrote about the downtrodden in America. I'm fascinated by his writing style, but not by his lifestyle or philosophy. Should you read him, let me warn you about his writing. He does not write from a Christian perspective. In fact, he was not, at least to my knowledge, a believer. In 1986, Time magazine called Bukowski a laureate of American lowlife. Well, his writing will make you flinch. But I was interested in an interview I heard by him about where he got his inspiration for the more than 40 books of poetry, prose, and novels that he wrote. Take a listen to this.
I would like to be alone more than I am. Like the phone rings too often. There's too many cameras and all that, and I kind of accept it, but it's not me. When these things are gone, I go back to the room and I become myself again. Oftentimes, I'll pull down all the shades like I used to and just lay down in the room for 5 or 6 hours just alone. Just lay in that bed and get something back, some kind of juice. Just being away from people is one of the most marvelous fulfillments a man like me can have.
As non-Christian as Bukowski's writing may be, he does give a certain perspective on life, kind of like the preacher in Ecclesiastes, about the futility of life apart from God. Bukowski literally lived that futility. But I do think he's on to something about being alone. And believers in Christ could learn something from this man who apparently and sadly never knew Jesus Christ as Lord. Well, what can we learn? The importance of being alone and how that can energize us. And you don't need to lie down in the bed and close the shades for several hours. That sounds like torture to me. But could you spend several hours simply being totally alone? Sure, you say, I need to catch up on some sleep. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, can you be alone for a period of time, say 30 minutes or an hour, without reading, without binge-watching on Netflix or playing games on your phone or checking your email? Could you do that just totally alone? One of the monks at Gethsemane Abbey, not far from my home, told me once in one of my visits there that apart from the grace of God, being alone there at that monastery for an extended period of time could drive a person to insanity. And I'm not suggesting that you enter a monastery and check your sanity or how long you can survive without going there. But think about it. Jesus often went off the beaten path, away from where all the people were, and spent time alone with the Heavenly Father. Before he started his ministry, he spent 40 days in the wilderness alone. And he emerged from that time, having been tempted by Satan, with strength, ready for the press of the public. But he would still deliberately find time to be alone. Let me challenge you. Between now and Easter, take some time, maybe if it's just 30 minutes, perhaps an hour, maybe an entire day, maybe more than that, to be alone with nothing there but yourself, your thoughts, and the presence of the living God. And see if you don't emerge energized. Who knows, maybe you'll write something, a poem, a journal entry, perhaps something you can look back upon later with deep reflection. But maybe you won't. Maybe you'll come out of it simply knowing in that aloneness that you are with God. And that's enough. At the end of that interview, Bukowski said that being alone, this absence of humanity, as he said it, is a fulfillment so graceful that even God would understand it if he invented it, which Bukowski said God probably didn't. And I would say, oh no, Mr. Bukowski, God did. He did invent that time to be alone. And he invites you, all of us, to come apart from the crowd and take time to know him. Come back and join me next week right here. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head.